USA Radio News.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver, British Columbia on January 23rd. Hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday. The protests have since spread to other locations on or near the Canadian border, including the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception, the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday and called for solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The state of New York will repeal its indoor mask mandate on Wednesday as the number of infections have decreased. Other states that have Democratic governors, like New Jersey and California, also announced similar decisions this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel defended the organization's censure of GOP Representatives Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. In an op-ed piece on Tuesday, McDaniel called out the media for what she said is shameful and false coverage of the move. When it comes to returning to the workforce, men outnumber women.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge listened to testimony on Tuesday to determine if the parents of a teenager accused of killing 4 students at his high school should face an involuntary manslaughter trial. Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School on November 30th. On the stand, multiple witnesses told the judge his mother, Jennifer Crumbly, focused on horse riding as her son Ethan complained he was haunted by demons. The preliminary hearing resumes on February 24th. Jane Campion's gothic western, The Power of the Dog, leads all nominees for this year's Oscars. The Oscars will be held in Los Angeles on March 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.